Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. I hope something you hear in the next hour lights you up and helps you move forward. So if you're feeling frustrated with where you are in your life right now, if you are struggling with anxiety or depression, if you're feeling lost, then you want to listen up today. My guest is author and happiness mentor Craig Meriwether. He is here to give you a wake-up call, to share tools to help you raise your emotional set point and build a foundation for deep happiness. That's not bad, is it? I will introduce you to Craig in just a minute. But first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and just click on everything? That's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can get the skinny about who's coming up on this show on all the many platforms where it's heard. And you can even poke around and find out a little bit about me, my story, why I do the work that I do. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, FogCityPsychic.com is where to find out how you can connect with me for a private intuitive session. If that resonates with you, if you feel like we might be a good fit for each other, I look forward to hearing from you. That's all at FogCityPsychic.com. And now, transformation coach Craig Meriwether is the author of best-selling programs, Mind Mastery Blueprint and Depression 180. Wendy Love, who is the creator and author of the blog DepressionGateway.com, says that Depression 180 is one of the best, most thorough books on depression I have read, and I have read most of them. It's the most thorough account of all of the strategies you could possibly employ to manage depression. Craig is recognized as a leading expert in mind mastery, eliminating depression, and creating deep happiness and success, achieving results that last. He's also a featured author in the New York Times best-selling book, Pearls of Wisdom, 30 Inspirational Ideas to Live Your Best Life Now, along with Jack Canfield, Marcy Shimoff, and Janet Atwood. He's also the host of the popular interview program, The Mastermind Show, interviewing experts in mind, body, and spiritual transformation. You can find out more about Craig and his work at craiginreallife.com. Craig, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. I really appreciate you having me on your show. I really do. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think that your story, your work, is so inspirational. I talk to people every day who feel like they're lost. They don't know what to do next. They don't understand why it's not working for them. They're struggling with anxiety and depression. And you personally struggled with depression for a long time, right, Craig?
Right. And it was something that I just kind of sunk into. It's not that it happened overnight. It's sort of like that frog that sits in that pot of water, and as the heat slowly gets turned up, it doesn't notice that it's getting boiled. And it was sort of like that kind of situation for me, just over years and years and years. It just the happiness faded, the disappointment set in, the frustration set in, the despair set in, and you wake up one morning and realize, you know, this isn't the way I wanted my life to be.
And this was over a long period of time, too. What did you do about it when you realized this isn't the way you want your life to be? What did you do?
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to get into, since this is you touch on spirituality in your show, I wanted to, if I can take a moment to explain how I got there in a little more depth than I usually go into.
Yes.
Just because, you know, a big part of my life growing up, I was involved in the church, and I was born into the Episcopal Church. My parents went to the Episcopal Church. They weren't really that religious of a people, but it's just, you know, that's the thing they grew up with, and so that's what they did. There was a church near where we lived, and so we went to that church. In the sixth grade, I started going to a school run by the Baptist Church, and again, wasn't so much for religious reasons from my parents, is more educational. They thought there was a better school in terms of education. And but because of this humongous religious influence in my life, I became very involved in not so much spirituality, but religion itself, the Episcopal Church and the Baptist Church, which really kind of they knock heads.
Yes,
when
they do.
Get together and when they get a cup of coffee and try to discuss things. But I really liked it. I liked the religion. I liked that feeling of connecting to God when I could get to that. And so I just kind of strove to always find that connection. But as you know, inevitably you lose it at times as you walk through this life. And you know, I try to find ways of getting it back. And I ended up going deeper and deeper. I like joined the youth charismatic movement. I, you know, pray harder or read the Bible longer, you know. And there's actually even a time in my youth as a teenager at one point where I thought, well, maybe I'll just become a priest, because I thought if you put on that uniform, then that obviously means you have a spiritual connection with God. And as you can see, this was all outside stuff I was trying to perform, because I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have any real tutors or mentors to bring me aside and say, okay, well, this, you know, spirituality is a inner game, but you're focusing in is the outer game. But, you know, as I got out of high school, I was really lost, because I'd focused all my time and effort on trying to find this peace of mind, this peace of the soul, this happiness on the inside. And I really didn't create a plan for what I wanted to do with my life. And really what I wanted was spiritual fulfillment. You know, and I didn't really know what to study at college. I didn't know what kind of job to get, so I just kind of floated from job to job, you know, since I was out of high school. And a lot of the friends I had at church had moved to college and moved away. And so going to church wasn't that exciting anymore, because I really didn't know anybody. I remember my friends were all gone. That religious influence really started to wane. It wasn't there anymore. And so I felt really lost. I ended up going to a university to study music, just because I didn't know what else to do, and I just hated it. I didn't feel like I fit in, and I was just grasping. And I went to therapy a couple of times, and that really didn't seem to do anything. Just kind of stirred the pot, but didn't really, you know, help me heal anything or help me find any resolution. And I just sort of, and that was kind of the start of just sinking into the anger and the resentment and the kind of grief, really, of not really knowing that I didn't have a life to build upon or any sort of foundation. It's kind of all been stripped away. And there's a lot of self-loathing there. There's a lot of self-hatred going on, and it just seemed to get worse and worse. And not that I wasn't trying to find something. I was very much searching. I was very much wandering, looking for something. I tried you know, investigate Eastern religions. I would do Zen meditation, read the Tao Te Ching, you know, learn about the origins of Christianity and the historical Jesus. You know, pretty much anything I could get my hands on. But all this was doing, again, it was just outside. You're looking for outside ways to deal with the inner game, which I still really didn't understand.
Right.
And it just seemed like everybody else I knew had it together, and I was just this whole mess, and I was paralyzed with fear. You know, I wasn't being stopped by something outside, or it wasn't that God or the universe was stopping me or hindering me. It felt like that, certainly. But it was really all this inner game, this inner turmoil, and I was being blocked by the inside. My oppression was eternal, and I was just afraid. And I was afraid that I wasn't in the right relationship, or I was afraid that I was in the right relationship and I was screwing it up, or I was afraid people wouldn't like me, or I was afraid that people would like me, and then they find out that I was really an idiot, or they discover the real me, discover that I was a failure, or that, you know, I was afraid of a success, or I was afraid of dying young, I was afraid of growing old. You know, I was just afraid of life. And
and Craig, we're going to have to leave you paralyzed by fear as we go into the... That's a terrible way to go into the commercial break. We're going to leave you paralyzed with fear. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back with Craig Merriweather, let's hear how he turned that fear into a powerful life, into happiness for himself and working to help other people. We'll be right back after this.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing amongst us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Chrissy in the studio is giving me the very best possible music for happy chair dancing on this Wednesday lunchtime or Wednesday morning, depending on when you're listening. So welcome back. My guest on today's show is Craig Merriweather. You can find out more about Craig and his work at craiginreallife.com. He's the author of The Mind Mastery Blueprint and Depression 180. And before we went into the break, he was sharing some of his personal story of dealing with depression. And Craig, when we cruelly left you there as we went to the break, you were really feeling paralyzed with fear, it sounds like, that the things you'd tried to bring into you from the outside, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, weren't working for you. What happened next?
Well, you know, it just started that slow boil from my late teens up until maybe a few years ago. And, you know, I spent most of my life stuck, broke, overweight, depressed, disappointed, frustrated with myself. Just seemed like everything I touched fell apart. I seemed to be sabotaging myself, but I couldn't figure out what I was doing or why I was doing it. And it basically came down to one morning I woke up, and I don't know if you ever go to bed with a problem on your mind, and in the morning you wake up with the solution. If that's ever happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I woke up one morning, and I had this plan on how to commit suicide, because I'd gone to the point where I didn't want to deal with this emotional pain anymore. And as I thought about it over the week, I thought it kind of scared me, because I thought it was a really good idea. I thought it was a way to end this pain I was dealing with. I was so disappointed with myself. I figured my beautiful wife could find somebody who could actually participate in the relationship with her and provide for her as she should be provided for. But I had this gift in the form of my son, and I thought, you know, how am I ever going to be able to, you know, leave him, abandon him in this way? You know, how would my wife explain to him at such a young age that my leaving was not his fault? So I realized I had three options in front of me. I could stay the way I was, feeling the way I was, which was not a good option. I could take myself out, which was a terrible, horrible option. The third option was I had to get better. And I had to find a way to get myself out of this depression, get myself out of this despair, get myself out of this frustration. My problems were I had no money and I had no health insurance. So it really became this extreme self-help project, this do-it-yourself program. I had known some people who had been on antidepressants. They were not thrilled with the results in the terms of how it made them feel more numb, cut off from their emotions. The side effects were horrendous. It was, you know, almost impossible for them to get off them once they started them. And so that was not even in the picture. So it was like, there's got to be other ways of dealing with this kind of stuff. And so I started researching what depression is and you know, what are the ways. And I found there's this study after study after study that are written up in the mainstream medical and scientific journals on how depression can be eased and eliminated through other methods other than antidepressants, and how even, you know, placebos. In scientifically proven studies, placebos work just as well as antidepressants do. And these are studies done by the, you know, antidepressant manufacturers themselves. So there's lots of things. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you or kind of explain that I came away from, because I had a lot of grief in my, you know, feeling a lot of grief. I like, look at all this time I wasted. I'm in midlife here. I seem to have gone through a lot of my life not doing the things I felt that I wanted to do in life. And I wanted to explain something that was explained to me that kind of turned my life around. And it goes back into high school science. Now, in you might remember something called the first law of thermodynamics. And that states that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. So, you know, let's say an engineer throws on a train, throws coal into the steam engine. The heat from that boiled the water. It turns into steam, which forces the piston to move. That drives the shafts, which cause the wheel to move on the train. So the energy is never, you know, used up. It just turns into something else. Now, the second law of thermodynamics, and this is called the law of entropy, and this describes how decay or chaos naturally increases in anything until some outside energy is applied to reverse the process. So an example is when you take a frying pan off the stove, the heat will spread out and the pan will cool down unless you put the heat back under it again. So in nature, there's no standing still. You know, plants are either growing or dying. It's this natural state to be in this entropy. So now let's look at an example. A tree falls in the forest. It will decompose and decay. So the energy spreads out as the bacteria and the fungus and the insects, they're feeding on this dead tree, and they'll gain in strength and grow while also releasing nutrients into the soil. Now, people, we're the same. Unless we're actively working on developing ourselves, applying energy to our lives, you know, we're going to actually start to gradually diminish our energy, diminish our skills, and stop growing. And this is when we stay in our comfort zone, and that's certainly what I was doing. You know, no matter how miserable I was miserably comfortable. But I was in my comfort zone. To leave my comfort zone would make me uncomfortable.
Yes.
But here's what's interesting is there's a scientist by the name of Dr. Ilya Prigozhin, and he was studying a phenomenon that where he was looking at how organisms absorb energy. So he'd take an organism or a compound in a closed environment like a petri dish, and he'd pass a small amount of energy into it, and that energy would just pass out again. So energy in, energy out, simple enough, no big deal. As energy, more energy is added, the pressure starts to build, and the organism starts to overload. Now, this is the state that's called perturbation. Now, I'm sure you may know, Karen, what it's like to feel perturbed.
Oh, yes, I do.
Overwhelmed and stressed, yes. So by increasing this energy and pressure, the organism shifts into chaos, just this overwhelmed state, and until it reaches a point where it can't handle anymore. And this is the point of maximum overload. This is the point where things start to fail, and things turns towards entropy. You know, again, this is not a huge discovery, but what Dr. Prigozhin found and why he won the Nobel Prize is that under the right conditions, something amazing happens, something different happens. Things don't fall apart. They don't blow up. Instead, the organism will actually reorder itself onto a higher level. So, example, that tree that fell into the bog, or let's say it falls into a bog, and it's covered by soot and mud and gunk and leaves and all that pressure on top of it, over time, that tree turns into coal. Well, under more pressure and stress, that coal turns into a diamond. And so it reorders itself onto a higher level. And so when I heard that, I realized, okay, back in when I was a kid, when I was a teenager growing up, I said to myself, I want a spiritual experience. I want to understand what it is to know God, to know love, to know happiness. And the universe, God said, yes, okay, let's do that. Here's some situations that you need to work through. And it took me a long time to finally get the message. But I was through that perturbation, through that working through all that overwhelm and that stress and that disappointment, that I came to a point where I could feel happiness again. And it took work. It wasn't like I just kind of realized this and everything got better. I certainly understood the point, but it's sort of like going to the gym. You know, you just don't go to the gym for a week or two and then you're done for the rest of your life. This is a lifestyle change. I had to change some things in my life. The thing is, Wayne Dyer says, if you want some things to change in your life, you got to change some things in your life.
That's right.
And I had to make, you know, a lot of process of, like, not only fueling my body in terms of food and exercise, but also what I'm feeding my mind in terms of what are the thoughts I'm thinking. Am I looping, you know, the same horrendous thoughts over and over again? Maybe this is stuff we can talk about in the second half of the show, you know, ways of dealing with this kind of stuff. But, you know, it's sort of like when you're practicing the piano. You know, you're only going to get good at the piano if you start practicing over and over again. Sort of like learning language. if you're born to Italian parents in Italy, you're going to learn Italian. If you're going to learn French, or if you're born to French parents in France, you're going to learn French. And that has nothing to do with latitude and longitude lines, but has everything to do with what's spoken in the home and what you practice over and over again. Same with piano or riding a bike or driving a car. You just don't learn it on that first minute of that first time you sit down on the piano or on the bicycle. Mm-hmm. You practice over and over again. So what are you practicing for every day? Are you practicing for anger? Are you practicing for stress in your life, for being frustrated, for being disappointed? Are you practicing being annoyed at your kids or at your coworkers or getting enraged at rush hour traffic? These are things, you know, you got to look at, because if you're doing them over and over again, you're practicing and you're, you know, you've heard that term, brain cells that fire together, wire together. You keep firing these brain cells. This is how you learn piano. You keep firing those little same brain cells over and over again. They wire together. They grow stronger. They go faster. It becomes automatic. After a few years, you can sit down at the piano and play your favorite song without looking at the music.
That
the same
is
with your emotions.
Awesome.
Yeah, the same with your thoughts.
We are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Well, you are listening. I am speaking. It's Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Craig Merriweather. We'll be right back with him after this.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Craig Merriweather. He is the author of The Mind Mastery Blueprint and Depression 180, and you can find out all about him. Go and poke around now at craiginreallife.com. So, Craig, before we went to the break, you were starting to talk about how what we think, what we do, the habits, what we practice for is what we then bring into our life. And I wanted to ask you, what, when we realize that we're doing these repetitive practices, when we're doing things that don't serve us, how can we break that cycle?
Well, you know, like I said, with the example of the tree that falls in the bog and it gets mm-hmm. covered in all the sudden stuff, it turns into coal, turns into diamond. Well, you know, we all have this pressure, we all have this stress. You know, we have a vision of ourselves, of who we want to be as people. And I believe the universe or God, however you describe that God experience, you know, wants you to move forward, so it sets you up in a way so you get the training, you know, that kung fu training to move into the person you need to be. You know, the reason you don't have the things in your life that you want is because you're not the person who can have them yet. You know, if you can't bench press 200 pounds, it's because you haven't done the training to bench press 200 pounds. You know, it's not that you've done something wrong that problems are in your life. It's because you're ready to move to the next level. You know, and this is where, if you ever heard somebody who's maybe struggled with cancer, and you hear these over and over again, they say, oh, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Well, that was horrendous. But the radiation and the fear and the doctor's appointments and the needles and all those things, it's like, no, that was horrendous. But it moved them into a place where they can feel love and they can feel, and they can live life, and life is precious to them, you know. And you've got to get to that point of being resourceful. And this is a good word. I think this word, resourceful, kind of ties everything together, because I learned this word from a mentor of mine by the name of Jim Brett, who wrote the book Rings of Truth, which is a great book. But resourceful is defined as, once again, full of source. Huh. Now, source is defined as where all things originate. And Jim was a voracious reader, and he loved studying words and the meaning of words. And he became obsessed with this word source, what does source mean? And he was in London many years ago, and he was teaching a workshop there. And on some time off, he was window shopping, and he found himself in an antique bookstore. And in this antique bookstore in London, he found a dictionary there that was about 500 years old, and it cost about 35,000 British pounds, and there was a sign on it that said, do not touch. So, you know, of course, when nobody's looking, he opens up the book, and he looks up the word source, and there's a one-word definition, and the definition of source is love. And so the definition of resourceful is, once again, full of love, where all things originate. And you can only change once you're in a resourceful environment on the inside, when you're full of love. If you're hanging on to anger, if you're hanging on to that sadness, that depression, that grief, that those negative beliefs, you cannot move to the next level. So you have to, you know, clear this stuff. And it's difficult, because if you've trained yourself for that anger, if you trained yourself for that sadness, then you know, you kind of get stuck in this loop, and it can be hard to break that pattern. And that's where this, you know, the kung fu training comes in. You got to spend some time every day working on this stuff, and working on your mental programming, really, is what it is learning to do, to see anew. It's that Albert Einstein quote, you know, you cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must learn to see the world anew.
Yes.
You know, in other words, you cannot create your new life with the same mind and thinking patterns that created the life you have now. It's not going to work. You're just going to need to resort. You know, you have this emotional set point that you're at, and it's like a thermostat. And if your thermostat's set for 72 degrees and your house goes above 72 degrees, the air conditioning is going to kick on and bring it back down to 72. If it goes below, the heat's going to kick on. It's going to bring it back up to 72. It's like your emotions are the same way, and that's why you might feel that mountaintop high, but a couple of days later, it's you're back to feeling, you know, where you usually feel at. And they actually did these studies at the University of Massachusetts that proved this. And they took people who, they looked at people who had won the big lottery, you know, and we're talking $50 million, you know, $70 million, the big lottery winners. And they found that the big lottery winners returned to the happiness set point they were at before they won 1 year later.
Huh.
What was really interesting is they also looked at paraplegics. And they found that they, too, as well, returned to the happiness set point they were at before they had their accident 1 year later. So it doesn't, you know, matter. And of course, those are extreme examples. You know, how long might it take you to return to your happiness set point, your emotional set point? It might take a month or a couple of weeks, a couple of days, a couple of hours, depending on the situation. But the thing is, you can move that emotional set point. And I want to make it clear that I don't think emotions are bad. We're human beings, and we're wired, we're set up to feel the full spectrum of human emotion. And I don't believe anger is bad. There are times when anger is necessary. It really gets you moving in certain situations. There's time for sadness. Certainly there's time for grief. There's times for stress. You want that stress response to kick in the middle of the night when you smell smoke, you realize your house is on fire and your kids are on the other side of the house. You want that stress response to kick in. It's just when that becomes normal, when anger becomes normal, and that's your emotional set point, or depression becomes normal, sadness, grief, when these become normal ways of feeling, like that frog in the pot of water, that's when it becomes dangerous, and it becomes when you live in fear instead of that resourceful state of love. That's when you can get into that resourceful state of love. That's when you can really start moving to the next level, and hopefully the tap on the shoulder won't be painful. You say, you know, I have my vision for myself. I want to move to another, this next place. And, you know, if you're not moving quickly, or you're not getting the message, you know, maybe the universe has to start poking you with a sharp stick or smacking you upside the head saying, here, you need to move. Here's what you need to learn. Here's the training you need to do to move into the person you want to be. And if you can spend some time every day, you know, just at least becoming aware of what you're feeling, because really all that is just signals, you know, check engine light. Depression, check engine light. Anger, check engine light. Something's going on. The subconscious mind is trying to get the attention of your ever-distracted conscious mind. Same way with pain in the body. You have pain in the body because your mind is trying to get your attention that something needs your awareness. Something needs to happen here because I have pain. Well, same with emotional pain. Something you need to release, or you need to clear, or you need to sit and grieve and not ignore it and not push it down. And whether this may be writing in a journal once a day, and it could just be, you know, it doesn't have to be a fancy journal. It could be a spiral notebook. It could be a piece of scratch paper that you just throw away later. You don't have to say this. But it's been shown in study after study after study how taking pencil to paper or pen to paper, not typing, there's something about pencil to paper that allows both hemispheres of the brain to become involved in the act of releasing these emotions. Just writing about your anger, writing about your sadness. And people get an upwelling of good-feeling emotions from just writing stuff down on a consistent basis. Also, writing gratitude lists is huge, and you probably said this on your show, you know, just writing down things you're grateful. And what's that, 10 seconds, 20 seconds to write down, you know, 8, 9, 10 things that you're grateful for? You know, your hot shower in the morning, or just that you have a car to get to work. You know, even if it's a junky car, you know, you got that car. Beats walking or riding your bike in the rain, or you know, the opportunity to sit with somebody and watch a movie or watch a funny TV show. You know, just things you can be grateful for are huge. Another big one that is really important is the food you put in your body. You know, we don't have enough time, and I don't think we need to at this point in the 21st century, that, you know, the mind-body connection is real. And they've done some studies where they showed that food can cause mental symptoms, mental reactions such as anger and anxiety and confusion and fogginess of thought, you know, difficulty in concentration. They did people on placebos, and then they did people on different kinds of foods. And what they found, the four top foods that created the most severe mental conditions, such as anger and depression and confusion and anxiety, were wheat, milk, sugar, and eggs, which is the way a lot of people start their mornings. That's breakfast for a lot of people. And you might be setting yourself up. So how are you feeling in your body? You know, start looking at ingredients. You're not going to go down the street because the gas station down the street is $2 less a gallon. You're going to look at that and there's no way I'm putting that gas in my car because I know it's not going to get me, you know, halfway through my day.
That's right.
Going to wreck my engine.
This is wonderful stuff.
We do that at the grocery store every time we go there. It's like, oh, this is on sale, this is cheap, and look at the ingredients. If you don't understand them, if you can't pronounce them, I wouldn't be putting that in my body.
This is wonderful stuff, and what you're saying is that it's important not only what we surround ourselves with, but what we put into our body to help us shift that perspective. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Craig Merriweather from CraigInRealLife.com. We'll be right back after this.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Out of This Fog, and with my little piano solo there, I'm bringing us into the last segment of the program. We're talking with Craig Merriweather. He's the author of The Mind Mastery Blueprint and Depression 180. You can find out more about Craig and his work at CraigInRealLife.com. Now, Craig, we were talking about how what you put into your body is so important in terms of manifesting results. What you put in is what you get out in terms of how you feel. And you were also beginning to say that the people you surround yourself with, it's so important to pay attention to that too, right?
Well, they've done studies. There's this 30-year study that's been going on called the Framingham Heart Study. And what they were been looking at is heart disease through the generations of various families. But what they've been collecting on top of this, you know, heart disease information, it's lifestyle information. And so they've had 30 years, multiple generations, and they look at lifestyles and how that affects various aspects of their life. And what they found, and I don't think this is any big news, is that emotions are contagious. Happiness is, you know, that person that comes to the party, that person that comes into the meeting, that just brings the room up because they're just, they're the life of the party. They're just happy and they're a joy to be with. You also know that person who comes into the meeting or comes to the party and brings everybody down, and now everybody's miserable and everybody's complaining. Emotions, happy, feeling good, emotions are infectious, but so is feeling miserable. Emotions are contagious. And what's really interesting is what they found is that you mirror the bodily state and facial expressions of the person you're looking at. And so you are basically a composite of the five people you spend the most time with in weight, finances, and emotion. You know, if they found in this Framingham Heart Study that you're pretty much the same weight as the people you hang out with. You're the same monetary, same financial realm as the people you hang out with. You're the same in mood-wise as the people you hang out with. And that makes sense. You want to hang out with people that kind of mirror what you're experiencing. To do otherwise would make you feel uncomfortable. To hang out with somebody who's making $2, $3, $5 million, $10 million might be uncomfortable for you when you're making $50,000 or $60,000 or $80,000. That's not where you're at, and so it makes you feel uncomfortable. You don't want to hang out with them. And yet, what do $2 million people talk about? They talk about $2 million and making $2 million and investing $2 million. And so if you want to move, again, it's like that Einstein quote, you can't solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You know, you're going to have to look at the people you're surrounding yourselves with. They're keeping you comfortable. You know, who are you around? What are they having you talk about? Do they complain? Do they commiserate with your misery? What do they have you watching? What do they have you reading? You know, one of the best things I ever did, I used to think, and maybe hopefully this isn't just me, it's a little embarrassing, but I used to think I had to do it on my own, or it didn't count. I'm not sure who was keeping score, but it didn't count for some reason if I had help. I wasn't a man, or I wasn't worthy of being a provider if I had to get some help. And that's been one of the biggest things I've had to learn is to receive, learn how to receive and ask for help, because this isn't survival of the fittest as stated by Darwin. It's cooperation is what nature is all about. It's cooperation. It's the bees and the flowers. It's a cooperation, and we need to work together. And the best way you can do that is finding people who can support you. You know, and that might mean cutting some people off, which is not easy, especially if it's family. And if it's family, you know, maybe you just have to start making visits fewer and in far between and shorter, or coming up with a list of topics that you can discuss with without getting into arguments. But one of the best things I ever did was form a mastermind group with a couple of people who I sort of knew, but not really. But we were all interested in the same things, business-wise and emotional-wise and spiritually, and we get together on a weekly or bi-weekly basis and just discuss what we're going through. And the other two or three of them, depending on who could show up that day, have an outside look and can see things from a different perspective. And they might have that little twist that says, okay, well, what if you did it like this? Or, you know, I went through the same thing. Here's how I handled it. Or maybe they can just make that little suggestion that turns everything around. It's been amazing to me. Whatever you do, or maybe you need an accountability partner. You say, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week, which is one of the best ways to deal with depression, by the way. 70% of the people with depression respond to an exercise program. You got to get your body moving. We've had 100,000 years of us moving as hunters and gatherers and agricultural societies, and now we sit at desks all day to go sit in our cars so we can go home and sit on the couch. We need to move our bodies. So maybe you need an accountability partner where at the end of the week you say, did you go to the gym twice? Did you go to the gym 3 times like you promised? It's like, well, no, I didn't. Well, let's figure out how we can do better next week. Yeah. Somebody to help you, some sort of coach to help you deal with what you're going through. you have to do something. And of course, I don't know here on the radio what you're going through or what your specific issues are, but I wanted to close out here because I know we're heading up towards the top of the hour. But there's a quote that pretty much turned my life around more than anything else. When I was struggling with depression and I was trying to figure out what to do after I woke up that one morning, I ended up finding this quote, and it's from Elizabeth Gilbert, and she wrote that book, Eat, Pray, Love. And this is what she says. She says, people universally tend to think that happiness is a stroke of luck, something that will maybe descend upon you like fine weather if you're fortunate enough. But that's not how happiness works. Happiness is the consequence of personal effort. You fight for it, strive for it, insist upon it, sometimes even travel around the world looking for it. You have to participate relentlessly in the manifestations of your own blessings. And I took that straight to heart. You have to participate relentlessly. You have to fight for it. It's personal effort. Every day you need to make some sort of step towards creating the person that you want to become. And whether that's, you know, finding some supportive people, changing your diet around, putting in exercises, writing in a journal, start reconnecting those thought patterns so that, you know, you're not looping the anger and the anxiety. And, you know, you got to take some action. You also have to have patience with yourself. Like, if you're like me, you got 20 years of this programming to deal with. Got to have some patience with yourself.
That's right.
You know, there's a strand of bamboo that grows 13 feet in a week, but it takes 7 years of growing roots underground to do so.
Craig,
you got to have patience with yourself. You know.
The clock has caught us in its grip. Thank you so much for being on the show today. What a pleasure to connect with you, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. I really appreciate it.
It was fun. I had fun. That was Craig Meriwether, the author of Depression 180 and the Mind Mastery Blueprint. Would you please go to Craig's website, craiginreallife.com. There are free audio resources there for you. You can find out more about Craig and his work. And next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Dr. Annie Kagan. Her book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, talks about how she learned about the existence of life after death from her bad boy brother. So don't miss that. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.